When everything goes perfectly, a total eclipse of the sun is impressive. What might be overwhelming is the potential for hundreds of thousands of visitors to flood into Wyoming to see it. But that's what's been predicted. Wyoming Public Radio's Caroline Ballard found out such a huge event requires a lot of planning.
Kate Russo, a self-described eclipse chaser, says she's coming to Wyoming to watch the eclipse because of the state's normally sunny August weather and impressive vistas.
When you look at the whole path of totality, when you think about where would be the most ideal, beautiful location to see such an amazing, awesome nature event, obviously Grand Teton National Park really stood out. And it stood out for many, many, many people.
Many, many, many people. Estimates for eclipse visitors to Wyoming have been in the hundreds of thousands. Now, this may have you a bit worried, but Russo, who is also a consultant on eclipse planning for communities, says there's a big difference between preparing for something like a natural disaster and preparing for an eclipse.
The difference between a hurricane and a total solar eclipse is that we know the eclipse is coming. We know exactly when, to the second, to the millisecond. So there's no excuse for not planning, right?
And when she says planning, she means years in advance. Tia Troy, a spokeswoman for the Wyoming Office of Tourism, says they have been planning for close to 2 years now.
The Office of Tourism has been working with regional, state, and federal partners, Highway Patrol, Homeland Security, U.S. Forest Service, BLM, just a wide variety of different agencies to make sure that we are all on the same page.
Over the last several months, Troy says the Office of Tourism has been reaching out to communities in the path of totality, the area where the sun is supposed to go completely dark. Those are the most popular destinations for the eclipse, and Troy says they're encouraging those communities to be over-prepared.
To say, like, hey, make sure you're ordering in extra cases of water. Make sure that, you know, maybe you're increasing your grocery truck deliveries to two times that week or whatever it happens to be. Making sure that hotels have enough toiletry supplies on hand.
Beyond basics like food, water, and toiletries, there's also the question of how all these people will travel here. Most will be driving. Doug McGee, the public affairs manager for the Wyoming Department of Transportation, says they're expecting a lot of traffic.
That's a lot of vehicles on our roads. And even if everything goes well, we're going to max out the capacity of a lot of those roadways if you look across that path of totality.
The path of totality is only about 70 miles wide. So McGee says to help things run smoothly, YDOT is requiring contractors halt construction in the path of totality and on some highways in the days surrounding the eclipse. No oversized permits will be issued for the state, and troopers will be working 12-hour shifts. He says they've been mowing right-of-way areas along roads, doing extra maintenance on rest areas, and some workers will even be carrying water and extra eclipse glasses that day.
You know, we're a little nervous, but we've been cautious. We've been doing a lot of preparation, so now we're kind of cautiously excited to see what happens.
Another kind of traffic that may become congested is wireless traffic. The last total eclipse in the United States was in 1979. Things are different this time around, with potentially millions of people wanting to share their photos and videos on digital platforms like Facebook and Instagram all at once. Suzanne Trantow with AT&T says they're bringing in a cell on wheels, or CAW, that will expand LTE service at the Glendale Reservoir.
In Wyoming, we're only bringing out one of these temporary cell sites. It's one of nine across the country because we're pretty confident that our Wyoming network will handle this influx.
Trantow says they recently expanded network coverage in Casper. But if service does slow and you need to get in touch with someone, texts will have a better chance of getting through than calls. Tia Troy with the Office of Tourism says residents should prepare as well.
You don't probably want to go grocery shopping the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right? You want to get your shopping done a little bit earlier. And we would say the same thing, you know. Go plan to go to the store and get the groceries that you need a little bit prior to the total solar eclipse. That way you're not having to compete with long wait lines and those types of things.
Eclipse planning consultant Kate Russo agrees.
Try to avoid being on the roads that weekend if you don't need to. Try not to schedule anything in for that final weekend or those final days. Don't book in something that's not necessary.
Russo says, despite the crowds, people should embrace the eclipse almost like a holiday too, as something special. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Caroline Ballard.